Yeah, started at the Horse and Crew at Merrow at about 9:46 in the morning on the 29th of July, 1948, and ran down into Guildford with a torch, with a great following retinue of people, and people on bicycles and people cheering, and it was really a great time.
I can see from these pictures, these black and white photos, the crowd is unbelievable, isn't it? And they're even running behind you in some parts.
Yes, they did. Yes, they were lining the route all the way right through. And as we neared Guildford High Street, the crowd increased. And so much so that the police outriders couldn't get through. And I had to force my own way through the crowd to the next runner, which was Frank Ead. And I managed to get through to him, and the old mayor was standing there, and with a speech of welcome, apparently. But the noise was so great that all I could see was his lips moving. I couldn't hear his speech of welcome. And they got down further down into Guildford. The crowds were so much that even the torch runners had difficulty in getting through.
How did it feel to be put forward? Because I know it was your athletics club, the Godalming Athletics Club, that put you forward. How did that feel?
Well, surprise and a great deal of pleasure, of course. And at the same time, I was called up to do my national service, so everything was happening to me at that moment.
I know you've got the torch in front of us here. Do you want to just lift it up and show it to me?
There it is.
I mean, it's amazing. It's about, almost 2 feet long.
Yes, it is, yes. Much, much shorter than the new one, of course, of 2012. And a different design altogether.
It feels quite light.
Yes, not too bad. But it gets heavier if you're running with it, I assure you.
Well, I see the top, so it's just a simple pole at the bottom. Yeah. And then almost a sort of silver crown at the top with the Olympic rings carved out and the words Olympiad 1948. Yeah. I'm imagining this is a very special item to you.
Oh, yes, it's my most treasured possession, I suppose, really. It's made of aluminium alloy, but it got hot.
Really?
It burnt. Oh, yes, having lit it from the incoming runner, it was burning away beautifully and then smoking away, and then after 2 or 3 minutes, the handle began to get hot further and further down, so eventually I finished up holding it right on the
end. Oh my
gosh,
well I guess it would have conducted all the heat because it's metal all the way through,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Now I know that you're actually going to be taking part in some of the celebrations when the torch relay comes back to Guildford. You're going to be going to Stoke Park, aren't you, with your torch?
Yes, I've been invited to be there, yes.
And is it exciting to see the torch come back? I'm wondering if you ever thought you would see it come back to Guildford.
Not in a wildest dream, didn't imagine to see a second one. And not in this country. And I'm very fortunate to be around.